Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to December.
Happy December.
Happy December. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy
late. We're in that season.
Late autumn.
Late autumn. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I had an excellent Thanksgiving.
Good.
Did you cook your turkey?
I did cook my turkey.
Awesome.
And thank you. Thank you to everyone here in PA that facilitated. The streak is over. I got a turkey.
Woo!
So.
Win.
Win. That was a major win. This is December drill. Not super drill, but we have the amount of events of a super drill. This feels like a super drill because of everything that's going on.
It is a busy commemorative drill weekend.
It is. It's a fun weekend. We get to see everybody.
Yes.
So it's a true holiday drill. But
wait, what do you mean we get to see everybody?
Well, we're going to, as a wing. This is the one time a year that we are all together in one place.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Yes.
All the groups, all the squadrons. And we get to see everybody because this past month, everyone came home.
Yeah.
Everybody is now home from the AOR, from being dispersed around the state of Michigan. Mm-hmm. We are a family again. So,
aww.
Yeah.
So what are some of the events that make us so busy this drill?
Well, each year we have our commander's all call and the outstanding airman of the year ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
That is a December tradition. And this year that tradition continues. So at 9 o'clock on Sunday, we're going to kick that ceremony off. And then on Saturday, Major General Mammen, soon to be retired.
Aww, our very own.
Will be retiring here from Selfridge Air National Guard Base. So that will be at 1500 on Saturday.
Okay.
And I keep thinking of it like when a football player retires, you know, they pick the team they want to retire as.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like he's retiring with us because he's ours.
Yeah.
He was when I first came to the base, he was the vice wing commander.
Mm-hmm.
And then in May 2019, he took over as wing commander and held that until August of 2023.
Yep.
And then since then, he's been up at JFHQ.
Right.
And most recently, he served as commander of the Michigan Air National Guard.
Right. It's exciting that he's coming home so that we can bid him a fond farewell.
It sure is. So that's going to take place in the same venue as the OAY on Sunday.
Which basically is your home.
That's my home for
this drill.
You have to
set up all the audio visual, that giant screen that everybody sees for the ceremonies. That's all you.
It's a team effort, but yes, I'll be over there. All drill.
You'll basically be the wizard.
I'll be the wizard behind the LED screen.
Yeah.
Yes. And then there's other events stacking up on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
Lieutenant Colonel Primorsky from the 191st Maintenance Squadron will be taking over as squadron commander.
Oh, congratulations.
So his change of command will take place at 1300 on Saturday. So that comes right before. We're sort of working backwards here. That'll be right before General Mammen's retirement.
Gotcha.
Also on Saturday, Major Shagney from the Logistics Readiness Squadron will be assuming command. So,
congratulations, sir.
Yes, sir. Congrats. Just stuff all over the place.
All over the place.
Yeah.
It's gonna, so much fun.
It's gonna
so
be
much
metal.
To celebrate. So much family togetherness. It's going to be a good time.
For sure.
So 2024 was like many other years. It was incredibly busy. We have a lot to be proud of.
Right.
And toward the end of the year, we always like to do a year in review.
Yeah, sometimes we work so hard so we have the ability to reflect back on what we did.
Right.
So
and then it helps you realize, wow, we did so much.
Right. As a wing, like this was an extremely high ops tempo.
Right.
From deployments to exercises to evaluations to just everything.
Right.
Across
the
board, we packed it all into these 366 days. It was a leap year, I remember, too. So maybe that's why it seems like it was so busy. We had a leap year. We just packed more.
We had one extra full day.
Packed more action into it, right?
Exactly.
So the year kicked off. We had a super drill. So right out of the gate, four-day drill in January. We did our TFAT training, and a couple days later, President Biden comes in, right?
Yep.
So we had a POTUS visit, which is a, you know, obviously a large event for base ops, for security forces, just across the board, for PA, like everything. That came on the heels of two big things that were happening concurrently, and that's Agile Rage, which they departed for that in February. And unfortunately, they were gone for our wing ball.
Yes.
So, which was March drill. So, all right, we're only at March at this point.
Yeah. Yes, and at the Wing Ball, we hosted now-retired SEA Tony Whitehead.
Right.
Who was our former command chief. He was our keynote speaker during that event.
It was. It was so great to see him.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. And then, later on in the month, we had a really big event in downtown Detroit.
Yes.
So, Detroit hosted the NFL Draft.
Yeah.
And, of course, being the hometown Air Force, we got to do a flyover of that. Yeah. So, we had PA coverage downtown of the NFL draft. Probably one of the coolest gigs I ever assigned to my troop. One of my troops was, hey, why don't you go to the NFL draft and hang out at the front of the stage?
So. Yeah. So, yeah, the same week as the NFL draft flyover, we had the nuclear staff assistance visit where we had higher headquarters come and observe us executing our most important mission.
That's right.
And we passed with flying colors.
And we did. Yes, we did.
Awesome. That kind of opened up our air show season officially.
Right.
Which was a lot.
It was a ton. It was a huge air show. And it was I would say that was, it was a great air show.
It was an excellent air show.
I think that was probably our best.
A lot of people don't realize, I mean, maybe you do realize, we had Channel 4 come in and they did a lead-in where they did a lot of behind-the-scenes interviews and coverage of the air show. Right. And they were here live the Saturday of the air show. But we really kicked that off in earnest a year or two in advance for planning purposes.
That's right.
And we started our STEAM events out in the community in March of this year. So we had a STEAM event where we hosted high school students at the M1 concourse in Pontiac.
Right.
And then we had an event here on Selfridge in May where we had students from Fraser High School come. And they got the opportunity to see everything that Selfridge has to offer in terms of the flying missions and what jobs are available to them in the aerospace fields.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad we tie those to the air show because it kind of puts us all in the air show spirit.
It does. And it drives interest.
It does.
Because we had a STEAM hangar.
Right.
We had NASA here. We had a lot of awesome robotics teams and interactive displays that people could see, and this was kind of the first time that we had that.
Right. We had a lot going on the ground, but the one thing that I thought stood out from this air show was how tight the scheduling for the aerial acts was. It was constant action in the air, it seemed.
Yeah.
I know in other air shows, it takes time. You have to land the aircraft. You have to get the other aircraft out onto the apron. But this was like, there was always aircraft in the sky. Mm-hmm. So it seemed really like it did. So it was a packed lineup. An awesome lineup, and of course, culminated with the Thunderbirds each day.
Yeah,
doing their thing.
Oh yeah,
Remember the Thunderbirds? So, and they did an amazing ground performance in front of everybody. Yes. So that differed from the last time that the Thunderbirds were here. Is they did it right out front of the A-10 sunshades.
Mm-hmm.
So there are thousands of people watching the ground show, which is pretty tight.
Yeah, so it was very cool. Very cool to see.
For sure. So that just kicked off the summer. So then coming right out of the air show, we had the 127th Civil Engineers went to Germany to do a deployment for training. So they spent a couple weeks over there. So then right after the air show, a couple weeks after that, we got into our deployment, disbursement, construction theme, which our theme for the summer, right?
Yes.
So so what happened at the end of June?
Well, at the end of June, we sent about 350 folks from the maintenance and operations groups and others overseas to Southwest Asia for a three-month scheduled deployment. That was the A-10 mission.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the middle of July, we shut down our runway for reconstruction, and we dispersed the air refueling group to Detroit Metro and to KI Sawyer in northern Michigan.
That's right.
Then we had back-to-back. I would like to talk about this.
Sure.
We had July off of drill, but it was sandwiched between two super drills. We had a four-day drill the last 4 days of June.
I did not recognize that we had off for July drill this year because, two super drills.
Yeah, we had the last 4 days of June and the first 4 days of August were super drills.
Yeah.
And July was free.
Yeah, we had those 30 days off, right? Yeah. And that paved the way for Northern Strike 24-2, which the 127th Medical Group had a huge impact on. So they were working out of Alpena doing their ERPS, which stands for the in-route patient staging system.
Yes. Which, if you think about it, it's just the route that the casualty takes in order to get into the aircraft and depart.
And things happen along that route. So they evaluate the patient. They treat the patient. They last year when I was covering it, they were working new innovations in with patient care and transport and everything. So,
and that's really cool because that's a joint experience.
It is.
So they get to work with the Army Blackhawks and the different types of aircraft.
Right. Yeah. So the last time they had, the Army was delivering the patients in like the armored ambulance. Mm-hmm. And then our folks were taking the patients off, treating them, processing them. And then the Army was flying in on the helicopters, and they were giving them back to the Army and then flying them out. So it was really cool.
Wow.
So there's a lot of really good stuff on DVIDs from that. I know they got a patient off a boat.
Really?
And they were actually transferring real moulage from point A to point B via helicopter. So yeah, they did a lot of really cool stuff.
Wow. Very cool. And that story and the photos are on our website.
Right. That's right. Go to our link tree.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep, link tree.
And then also in August, our mission support group, our defenders from the Security Forces Squadron, had a field exercise here at Selfridge. Mm-hmm. So both getting valuable training and also showcasing what we're able to do here at Selfridge. Like, we can have a field exercise on our base. Yes.
You don't think about Selfridge being a field training area, but...
Right. We have it woods.
Yeah.
You know?
We have woods.
We have woods.
We also have deer.
And deer. And coyotes.
And coyotes.
So.
And snakes.
And snakes and spiders.
Lots of spiders. Lots of spiders.
And then coming out of that, going into September and October, we still had our ARG dispersed and our A-10s and maintenance group deployed. So then after the ARG was home, we were essentially waiting for our deployers to return.
Right, right.
From their four-month deployment.
Yep.
So that paved the way for November drill, which was also the drill we had our nuclear operational readiness exercise. Mm-hmm. So it was just the perfect storm of good things.
Yes.
Because nailed the Nori, and then we celebrated the end of the weekend, or the Sunday of that drill, by our deployers coming home.
Yep. We had a large crowd to welcome those guys home.
That's right. That sets the stage for this weekend.
Yes.
So November ended up being a ridiculously busy drill.
Yes, it was.
Everything just sort of happened. And now we are going out with a bang this drill with just wall to wall. But it'll be a good one.
Yep. Good luck to all the nominees out there.
For sure. Good luck, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. We will see you out there.
Yeah.
And Sergeant Schumann will be the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Behind the screen, and we look forward to getting your feedback on that. I think you guys are going to have a good show.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I look forward to celebrating the holidays with our PA family.
Yeah. That's going to be good.
It'll be a good time with our tiny little family at the Enlisted Heritage House. But like us, I hope that everybody has an excellent work center family holiday.
Right. Whether your work family is large or small.
Right.
Have a great one.
And we'll see you out there.
For sure. Right. Have a good drill.
Well, hey, Team Selfridge. Welcome to December Drill. Today, we are filming from the 127th Medical Group, Building 825. The medical group is responsible for ensuring the health and medical fitness of the 127th Wing members by conducting physical exams, immunizations, and maintaining medical records to ensure service members are ready for deployment. During the Northern Strike 24-2 exercise this past summer, the 127th Medical Group played a crucial role in providing medical support and readiness in a simulated combat and operational environment by operating an en route patient staging system at the Alpena Combat Readiness Training Center. Their role involved managing patient transfers between combat zones and higher level medical facilities, simulating the rapid movement and care of injured personnel.
This past month, just in time for the holiday season, the Wing welcomed home our deployed airmen from the maintenance, operation, and mission support groups. Since June last year, these airmen were deployed to Southwest Asia supporting our federal mission. We extend our deepest gratitude for your dedication, resilience, and sacrifice during this deployment. Your commitment to the mission and the professionalism you demonstrated under challenging conditions reflect the highest standards of our Air Force values. We recognize the personal sacrifices you and your families have made, and we are proud to welcome you back. Thank you for your service and for exemplifying the spirit of excellence in all you do.
So welcome home. You made us all proud. December is also a time to reflect on the previous year, and the 127th Wing has once again demonstrated outstanding commitment, skill, and resilience in fulfilling our missions. From supporting key operations and exercises to carrying out our daily mission, every member has played a vital role in making this year of success and growth. Some of this year's highlights include holding the first wing ball in more than 5 years, conducting both a nuclear staff assistance visit and nuclear operations readiness exercise in preparations for next year's inspection, hosting an amazing air show featuring the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds, deploying more than 350 members from the maintenance, operation, and mission support groups to Southwest Asia in support of our federal mission, dispersing our KC-135 stratotankers to multiple sites around the state while resurfacing the Selfridge runway and taxiways, participating in exercises Northern Strike 24-2, Century Unicorn 24, and Agile Rage, and multiple mission support exercises, including Security Forces field exercise here at Selfridge, and our civil engineers mobilizing to Germany for a deployment for training. And all of this just scratches the surface. It's been a year of growth and development. Our worldwide deployments have also underscored the dedication of our airmen and their families. Each return home strengthens our wing, bringing new skills and perspectives that enhance our mission capability. In addition to our deployments, our community support efforts through Michigan, whether through disaster response, training, outreach, or collaborative local initiatives, have highlighted the wing's commitment to serving both globally and locally. So I want to thank each of you and your families for your sacrifice and dedication. As we look forward to 2025, we remain committed to taking care of people, mission readiness, and building teams to uphold the legacy of the 127th Wing. So no matter what changes come our way, together we'll be ready to meet the challenges ahead. So Chief, what's coming up for Drill Weekend?
Drill Weekend, this weekend, is the 2024 Wing Commander's Call and Outstanding Airman of the Year ceremony. On Sunday morning, we will get together as an entire wing at Hangar 36 and honor the accomplishments of this year's outstanding performers. The OAY Awards are significant for recognizing exceptional members of the United States Air Force who demonstrate leadership, superior job performance, and personal achievements. We look forward to seeing you all out there. And for those of you who still need your flu shot, know that you will be able to roll up your sleeves right after the ceremony.
Awesome, we're looking forward to OAY. And we're also making efforts to improve communication around the wing. Our primary methods of communication include email, Mattermost, Teams, AF Connect, and Ad Hoc for urgent notifications. But recently, the Department of the Air Force has rolled out a new capability that allows our airmen to securely access network resources on their personal devices. Since we don't all have access to government-furnished equipment, but we do have a personal mobile phone, the National Guard has teamed up with the Air Force on a solution called HyPORI Workspace Anywhere. This system will give you secure access to your Air Force email, Teams, OneDrive, and more. You can register for this mobile access solution by going to the link provided from your government computer. So with that, we're excited for this weekend where we get to come together, reflect back on a highly successful year at the 127th Wing. So please, have a great drill, have a safe and happy holiday season, and remember, together, we stand ready to answer the call.
The Air Force Installation and Mission Support Center activated its newly established Task Force Agile Mission Support for the first time to help rapidly recover bases affected by Hurricanes Helene and Milton. The Emergency Response Task Force encompasses all Air Force Installation and Mission Support Center capabilities and is ready to deploy to a base at a moment's notice, creating centralized emergency response plans for long-term base recovery. The task force deployed specialized teams to Moody and MacDill Air Force bases to conduct damage assessments and emergency repair work, as well as secure the necessary resources and funding needed to get the bases operational and back in the fight. The 301st Fighter Wing is celebrating the arrival of its first F-35A Lightning II, making it the Air Force Reserve's first standalone F-35 unit. The aircraft marks a pivotal development in the 10th Air Force's combat capabilities and emphasizes the strategic importance of the F-35 in the Great Power Competition. Major General Gina Sabrick, 10th Air Force Commander, says the F-35 brings unmatched technology and interoperability, making it essential for the high-end fight against peer adversaries and a critical advantage in any future conflict. Lieutenant General John DeGose, U.S. Air and Space Force Surgeon General, outlined his vision for implementing Air Force Medical Services' strategic imperatives to ensure medical readiness during great power competition. The four strategic imperatives include delivering integrated operational capabilities, joint force readiness support, medical force development, and providing a medically ready force. DeGose says medics have to be adaptive, agile, and innovative in any given scenario, especially in contested environments where manpower and additional resources may be limited. That's your look around the Air Force. I'm Senior Airman Catherine Winchell.
I wanted to take a moment to remind everyone of the importance of proper coordination when handling media queries. If you or your team receive any media requests, whether for interviews, statements, or information, please forward them immediately to the Public Affairs Officer at 586-239-4735. The Public Affairs Officer is equipped to handle these queries and can guide you on any next steps if needed. This ensures that the responses are accurate, consistent, and aligned with our communication strategy and passed on to Joint Force Headquarters when necessary. Lunch will be served this weekend from 11 to 12:30 on Saturday and Sunday at the dining facility. This month's entrees include fish almondine, beef pot roast, Swedish meatballs, and herb baked chicken. At present time, we are unsure which entree will be served on which day, so please follow up with the Force Support Squadron newsletter or surprise yourself. Once again, let's go over the very busy schedule this December drill weekend. The Air Refueling Group will be having a group commander's call at 7:30 Saturday morning in Hangar 36. That is a formation for all members of the ARG. After that, in Hangar 36 at 9:30, all Outstanding Airmen of the Year nominees are asked to attend a dress rehearsal for Sunday's OAY ceremony. Senior Master Sergeant Reese will be retiring at 10 a.m. That ceremony is going to take place in the fire department. Then at 12:30, the Logistics Readiness Squadron will hold their Assumption of Command ceremony, with Major Shagney taking over command of the LRS. Right after that, back at Hangar 36 at 1300, the 191st Maintenance Squadron will be holding their Assumption of Command ceremony, with Lieutenant Colonel Primorsky taking over as commander of the 191st MXS. So back-to-back squadron assumption ceremonies there. Then at 1500, at Hangar 36, the 127th Wing will host the retirement ceremony for Major General Rolf Mammen. General Mammen served as wing commander for the 127th Wing from June 2019 until August 2023. And more recently, he was commander of the Michigan Air National Guard at Joint Force Headquarters in Lansing, Michigan. The ceremony will take place at Hangar 36. Please come out to congratulate Major General Mammen. On Sunday, we will host the 2024 Commander's Call and Outstanding Airman of the Year ceremony. The event starts at 9 o'clock Sunday morning in Hangar 36 and should run until about 10 a.m. Attendees, so everybody, are asked to please be in place by 0845 so that the event can begin on time. Immediately following the ceremony, the 127th Medical Group will be administering flu shots. So if you are still due for your annual flu shot, that will be the perfect opportunity to get green. Then, since it is Sunday of December drill, many groups and squadrons will be getting together for their holiday celebrations in the afternoon. However, there is one more great event for the weekend, which will be the promotion ceremony for Chief Master Sergeant Johnny White from the 127th Air Refueling Group. The chief promotion will take place at 1500 in Building 17. On top of these scheduled events, many of the wing's councils will be meeting over the drill weekend. On Sunday at 10 a.m., the Chief's Council will be meeting at the 127th Medical Group. Then on Sunday, the Company Grade Officers Council will meet in the Wing Conference Room at 7 a.m. At 9:30, also in the Wing Conference Room, the Top 3 Council will be meeting. And then at 12:30, the Diversity Council will be holding their monthly meeting at the Wing Dining Facility. And finally, at 1400 on Sunday, the Junior NCO Council will meet in the Security Forces Building, Building 160. So if you are a member of any of these councils or looking to become a member, please come on by. And that is all I have for this month's Road to Drill podcast. Best of luck to the Outstanding Airman of the Year nominees, and we hope everyone enjoys the show. For the 127th Public Affairs Office, I am Technical Sergeant Drew Schumann. Have a great December drill, and no matter where you are, happy holidays.